Vanguard, I have a small craft approaching on my flank.
So do I. I don't like the look of it. We can't kick up the drive until we're a safe distance from the station.
Everything the indentured medical personnel had told Kai made it clear what was going on.
They're going to try to board. In a moment, they'll claim...
Thieves! Stop at once, all three of you! Shut down your engines, prepare for boarding.
Not in my lifetime. Do they really think they can take all three of us?
Prepare to repel boarders. Unknown number, unknown tech at this time.
Kai called Argelos and Pettigrew.
We're expecting an attempt to board. You'll probably have them too.
I see them. I've got my people arming up now. Damn fishies. Should have known they'd try something. I wish I knew how many.
If that shuttle was full of them, quite a lot. They know how big our crews are, though they don't know how well we'll fight.
We're not in position to support one another. We're still too close to use the beam without risking backflash damage. We can't use the missiles because they're inside the auto delay distance.
To keep us from blowing a hole in ourselves, yes. And they know that because they sold them to us. What do they have for close-in weapons?
Well, they can't use missiles either until we get farther out, and they won't if their shuttles are this close to us. They have the perimeter platforms.
Light hours away. We're in no immediate danger there. So how do they expect to attack us? With handguns?
Tools from their repair facilities to breach the hull and put armed parties aboard. We don't have any weapon designed to repel them.
That shuttle's almost touching our hull. They're evacuating. No, it's an EVA crew. In armor.
If we had rocks, we could at least throw them. The next time I have money, I'm going to put something out there that we can repel boarders with.
They've got some kind of tools. Can't tell what exactly.
They'll be used to boarding hostile ships, but they'll expect disorganized, incompetent resistance. May I suggest that the captain get into armor?
I suggest that everyone does. They can't get through the hull instantly, I hope.
Kai headed for her cabin, where she kept her personal armor. She and Hugh had made a plan for this situation, if it occurred, but they'd had no time to drill the crew in it. She suspected the others hadn't either. If everyone did what they were told, let the military crew handle it, casualties should be low, or even non-existent, she hoped. And when it was over, and they were far enough away, she would enjoy blowing holes in Gretna's station.
Battle stations, prepare for hostile boarding. Remember your assignments. Non-military crew, take cover and stay at your assigned locations. Fighting crew, report now.
Kai's implant gave her the crew reports, where they were, what weapons they had, what their sensors told them. She knew, through the implant's connection to the ship, the instant an enemy hand touched the hull, and exactly what it was doing.
Emergency airlocks are supposed to be easy to exit, not enter.
Vanguard's hatch lock finally deformed and let go under the combined attack of vacuum torches and brute force.
Oh, that's an expensive repair. Damn them!
But the attack on the airlock had been only a decoy. On the far side of the ship, a cargo hold opened suddenly and a string of space-armored bodies drifted into it. Some cargo loader had managed to get the hold lock code. If they had all of them, things could get very difficult very quickly. The boarders would enter behind the obvious defense positions based on airlocks and crew passages. Kai wanted to race to the bridge, but Hugh had convinced her that she should stay here, in her office, until an invading force came close. Then she would find out if Osman's deviousness actually worked. For the first time since taking his ship, Kai had reason to thank Osman for his piratical ways. The Gretnans had walked right past hiding places and the access hatches to secret passages, apparently in the belief that Vanguard was nothing more than the armed traitor she seemed. Kai's implant tapped into the onboard surveillance, and she followed the invader's progress to the bridge, the splitting off of smaller parties to take control of the missile batteries. She spared a quick thought for the other captains, who would have improvised something, she was sure, as she eeled forward in a conduit just big enough for her and its intended contents on the slick, silent platform meant for just such contingencies. Then she was behind the bridge overhead, looking out the carefully placed fisheye lens that gave her a view of the whole space. Pilot, bridge officer, communications tech, all seated on the floor with their hands on their heads, while two of the enemy aimed weapons at them, and five more examined the controls, weapons slung.
This way we get the ships already loaded up, you see? Make a fine addition to our fleet, they will. Once we've washed out the stench of you mutters, we'll just put you in holding until the other ship comes and takes you off our hands.
What kind of ship?
A ship that trades in such as you. Well, those udders, what's a decent man like you doing hanging out with mudders?
First things first, choice of rounds.
Kai decided on 2 solid rounds, followed by frangibles with low dispersal chem stun. Supposed to be low dispersal. Kai put on the emergency filter mask anyway, and pulled out several more to toss down to her crew. It would be inconvenient to have reinforcements arrive, yet closing off the bridge physically would warn the enemy. But there was another way. Through her implant, she slammed compartment hatches at a distance. Sure enough, one of the 2 guarding the prisoners moved to the bridge entrance and looked down the passage.
What was that?
Nothing I can see. Doors slamming.
Doors don't slam by themselves.
Well, I didn't see anybody. If there was somebody, I'd have seen him.
Call Merritt. See if he's got anything.
The guard spoke into a shoulder mic.
Merritt, you see what made that racket? Okay, out. Nothing from Merritt. He says he's got 8 under guard just off the cargo hold.
Kai unlatched the little drop hatch Osman had installed so conveniently near the fisheye. She dropped the guard at the entrance and the one standing over her crew members. Then, as her implant shut the bridge hatch, she took out another 2. The frangible rounds burst on impact, releasing the chem stun. Another one, close enough to be affected, slumped down. Before she could take aim on the last 2, Lee had thrown himself toward the weapons the Gretnans had taken from them. Hugh's mighty arm melted the barrel of the last Gretnan's weapon. The man dropped it and threw up his hand, shaking.
Oh, don't kill me! Oh, don't! Please!
Kai dropped the filter masks she had ready.
Mask up, folks. Supposed to be low dispersal, but...
Good timing, Captain.
Hugh had already pulled a filter mask from his belt and slapped it to his face. Lee scooped up a mask for himself and tossed one to Theo Dannon.
What do you want done with this prisoner?
It depends. If he offers any resistance, whatever, kill him. Otherwise, make sure he's secured. I'll be there in a moment.
Another drop-down hatch. Kai opened it and eased through, making sure she didn't come in contact with the area in which the chemical should have stayed. The Gretnan, now with hands bound behind him, stared at her wide-eyed with what looked like both fear and horror, flinching when she grinned at him.
You. You're only alive as long as you behave. Get that?
I didn't do nothing. It's not my fault. You're all thieves anyway.
What?
All your kind, you know. You come in and you take stuff. You don't work for it.
I paid for it. Perfectly good credits from Crown and Spears.
But that's not real work. You just had them credits, and for all I know, what I think is, it was probably stolen anyway. People like you don't deserve money.
Lee cocked a fist, but Kai shook her head at him.
Don't. You don't want his slime on your skin. I think you need to go to sleep for a while.
Kai switched to a trank round and shot him in the buttock.
Ah! Oh, son of...
From the bridge to the captain's cabin, their way was clear.